Gayanti
Shatamashloka
Charitani
Adbhutani Natanartaka Gandharva Sutamagada Vandina
Gayanti Shatamashloka
Charitanyadbhutanicha
Natanartaka Gandharva
Sutamagada Vandina
Gayanti Shatamashloka
Charitanyadbhutanicha Yes, please.
Natanartaka Gandharva Sutamagadavandina
Gayanti Chatamashloka
Charitanyadbhutanicha.
Yes.
Natanartaka Gandharva. Sutamagadavandina.
Gayanti Chotamashloka.
Charitani Adbhutanicha.
Masajis, please.
Natanartaka Gandharva. Sutamagadavandina.
Gayanti Chotamashloka.
Charitani Adbhutanicha.
Nataka
dancers,
Gandharva celestial singers,
Suta
professional historians,
Magadha
professional genealogists, Vandina, professional learned speakers. Gayanti,
chant.
Cha. Respectively,
Uttamashloka.
The Supreme Lord.
Charitani.
Activities.
Adbhutani.
All superhuman.
And.
Translation. Expert dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists and learned speakers all gave their respective contributions, being inspired by the superhuman pastimes of the Lord. Thus they proceeded on and on. Perfect. It appears that 5,000 years ago the society also needed the services of the dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, public speakers, etc. Dancers, singers and dramatic artists mostly hailed from the Shudra community. Whereas the learned historians, genealogists and public speakers hailed from the Brahmana community. All of them belonged to a particular caste and they became so trained in their respective families. Such dramatists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists and public speakers would dwell on the subject of the Lord's superhuman activities in different ages and millenniums. and not on ordinary events, nor were they in chronological order. All the Puranas are historical facts described only in relation with the Supreme Lord in different ages and times, as well as on different planets also. Therefore, we do not find any chronological order. The modern historians, therefore, cannot catch up the link, and thus they unauthoritatively remark that the Puranas are all imaginary stories only. Even 100 years ago in India, all dramatic performances were centered around the superhuman activities of the Supreme Lord. The common people would be verily entertained by the performances of dramas, and yatra parties played wonderfully on the superhuman activities of the Lord. Thus, even the illiterate agriculturist would be a participant in the knowledge of Vedic literature, despite a considerable lack of academic qualifications. Therefore, expert players in drama, dancers, singers, speakers are required for the spiritual enlightenment of the common man. The genealogists would give account completely of the descendants of a particular family. Even at the present moment, the guides in the pilgrimage sites of India submit a complete account of genealogical tables before a newcomer. This wonderful act sometimes attracts more customers to receive such important information. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasaye Sasunyavari Paskachari Satharine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Genealogists and learned speakers all gave their respective contributions, being inspired by the superhuman pastimes of the Lord. Thus they proceeded on and on. In the Vedic times, all art was meant as a glorification of Krishna. There was no art which was not for the glorification of Krishna. This is a difference between the Vedic culture and the Western culture. Actually, in the beginning of Western culture, operas and dramas would also celebrate the activities of this, of God. For instance, if you look at the great cultural wonders, they were usually churches. And the operas always would have a godly subject matter. But nowadays, the culture has been separated from Krishna. It has become a culture of ignorance. This human form of life offers a wonderful opportunity to the human being to become free from ignorance. And for that matter, culture is very instrumental. But look at today's culture. The great stars are rock and roll stars who don't even wash themselves after passing stool and after waking up. Great architectural wonders are bridges. The bridge of San Francisco. Art is abstract art with some dots and some lines and some colors. We have been so much separated from any valuable contents that our culture is just bewildering the mind of the conditioned souls instead of enlightening it. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that ignorance has different layers upon the eternal soul. When the soul takes on a life form as a plant, the mode of ignorance is covering it as much as an embryo which is covered by the belly of the woman. When the soul reaches the animal form of life, then the covering is no longer so strong. It is like dust on a mirror. When the soul reaches the human form of life, the covering is only as strong as smoke is covering the fire. So this example shows us a great possibility which we have in the human form of life. When we are able, and if we are able, to control our minds and engage in the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the smoke of material ignorance can go once and for all. Now, by this modern culture, or let us better say, unculture, the smoke is becoming stronger, not at all weaker. The smoke of ignorance is cultivated in a systematic way by our modern unculture, because they do not talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and about our eternal relationship with Him. When you read poetry, for instance, or literature, you look at modern Andy Warhol pictures and hear to the and listen to the lusty songs of Josipa or Michael Jackson and so on. The smoke becomes thicker, and as a result, people suffer more. Therefore, this movement for Krishna consciousness is a means which increases the fire of devotional service. Now we, as the devotees of Krishna in the 20th century, are very much used to smoke, a smoky brain, and therefore we are sometimes a little bit afraid of the fire of devotional service. In the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, the smoky brain of a devotee is described. When, with a nice example, do you know what is a kerosene lamp? Yes? when the wick in the kerosene lamp is not properly situated, then while burning, it will make the glass of the kerosene glass black. Do you know what I mean to say? So in a similar way, when the mind of a devotee is not properly situated, then also the mind will become black. And we saw this in Pula. We had the great pleasure to have an acute demonstration of this fact by looking into the face of one unfortunate soul called the teeth, or Jagadhatu. Jagadhatu has chosen to use his free independence to go to a Rolling Stones concert, and that is not so bad as the fact that he has difficulties in following the rules and regulations of the Vaishnava style of life. By looking into the eyes, you could see the eyes are something like the mirror of the soul. You could see how the consciousness has become blackened again because the mind is not properly situated. Now also, we in devotional service, if we do not situate our mind in the proper way, then it will become black. And you can see when a mind of a devotee becomes black, he loses enthusiasm for other for devotional service. Now, how should we situate our mind in devotional service? One thing which is very important is that we should cooperate with the Vaishnavas. If we have troubles, excuse me please, with the other Vaishnavas, if we have a very undivine opinion of other devotees, our mind, and if we express this, our mind immediately burns in the wrong way, and all what we do is overcast by the blackness of material existence. Therefore, if you want to make advancement in devotional service, you should be very careful to cultivate a good relationship to all the devotees of Krishna. Sometimes it is difficult for us to create a good relationship because we cannot see ourselves as a servant. We want to be the masters of others. And if we see that others do not accept us as Tito, Bhakta Tito, then as a result of it, we become disturbed, others become disturbed, and then our mind becomes so black that we cannot any longer see clearly the great advantages of the human form of life and the great advantages of being in the movement for Krishna consciousness. It is often the cause for devotees feeling unhappy in the movement for Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, if you try to cultivate a loving relationship with your god brothers and god sisters and god nephews and all the different kinds of Vaishnavas, you will feel very happy and protected in Krishna consciousness. You will feel an extreme bliss running through the different corners of your mind. So if your goal is Krishna consciousness, be aware of Vaishnava aparad. There are four stages of offenses against devotees. The first stage is the offense which we do if we think according to the background of the devotee. We might think, oh, this devotee is from is a crazy South Serbian. He is yes, this might come in South Serbia. People tend to be very temperamental, isn't it? Must be because in South you go with more temperament, dynamical people are. So when you think as a devotee, oh, he is a crazy South Serbian, then this is definitely an offense which we commit due to the Janma, the birthplace of the body of the devotee. Another is that we commit an offense due to the devotee's previous activities. We think he was previously doing such and such, and therefore we become offensive. Not long ago, I made a very interesting and also exciting experiment in an actually more or less involuntary way. In Germany, people are very much believing in astrology. Is this also in Yugoslavia the case? Amongst circles who are interested in the Vediska Snan, there people have a high opinion of astrology. So, in Berlin, there is a very rich friend of Lord Krishna who has given me an apartment where I'm always, where I'm staying as long as we don't have a temple. Today I heard we got a nice temple this morning, so. Anyways, so, the wife of this rich friend is an astrologer, and she made my chart. So without me knowing it. And then she started to give my chart, reveal my chart to me. And I could not run away and say, Vishnu, 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 because I wanted to preach to this friend and his wife. So I was confronted with the material personality of my material personality. It's a very, very amazing personality, I can tell you. With many extraordinary features. there are very, very strong points in there. It's, for instance, said I'm a guru in my I influence other people to go into a certain direction, help them to overcome their own inner walls. This was what was described in the astrological chart. Then there were also other things. I fall completely in love. This was another statement. So, and so on and so forth were there. So, they could not really understand, because they knew that I'm a brahmachari since 20 years and that I'm a sannyasi, so how can I fall in love very intensely? And then I told them, because there is no girl around in my life since a long time, 20 years since I'm living in celibate. So the astrologer could not really understand what is this horoscope, because there was no second person in the horoscope. And I told him, see, what you cannot understand is the person outside of this material universe with whom I have fallen in love. That is not in the horoscope.
And therefore the horoscope is not so valuable, because the most important person in my life who has changed everything around is Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. You understand? But so I was... I do not know if you completely understand what I want to express. In a horoscope, you can only find out facts which lie within this material world. Now, because a devotee is not influenced by the material energy, but by the Devi Prakriti, the higher spiritual energy of the Lord, a horoscope is not so helpful in the life. However, what I saw very clearly is that the horoscope also shows a lot of weak points which we have to overcome, which a devotee in contact, you don't need to go to an astrologer to find out. You just stay for a week in the association of devotees and you know all your weak points. So, by so many things were there, but by practicing Krishna consciousness, they have been overcome in a very amazing and way. So to judge a person, to judge a devotee according to his horoscope, or let us use another word, according to his material Anlagen, what is Anlagen? Proclivities, that's a very difficult English word. Tendencies, that's the easier word. That is offensive, because with such a judgment, we have not inculcated or considered the potency of Krishna consciousness, which elevates a person beyond the influence of his tendencies. Like we all know in our own life that there are certain tendencies within us who are not good. Isn't it, Sasha? By practicing Krishna consciousness in a good spirit, we can overcome these tendencies. Every introspective Vaishnava will know, oh, there are certain things, like I like to eat too much. For instance. Why are you laughing? Is it not? Or another person might think, I like to control everyone in the universe, including the ones who are next to me. Someone might have this. Or another might think, I like to lie very much so that others don't see what a rascal I am. Isn't it? Every one of us likes to do this a little bit, to talk the untruth about, I'm so great, others are not exactly as great as I am. I am much more greater than everyone. This is a tendency in the human mind. It's a very strong tendency. We are amongst the family, we can talk openly amongst us. It is known, and there is no escaping this. So, but if we are in good Krishna consciousness, we become disturbed by these tendencies. Oh, I'm such a rascal, we think, Krishna, help me. I want to get out of this rascaldom. And this brings us to a very, to another important thing. Sometimes devotees in their Krishna conscious life think that in order to progress in the right way, others have to understand our special nature, our special mind. And therefore sometimes devotees are seen in talking hours and hours, just psychology. Especially when we are in Krishna consciousness, when we are older devotees and the Matajis come to us, they will reveal their complicated mind, which goes this way and that way and this way and that way. Sometimes I think this and sometimes I think that. And then I think the other thing, and so on and so forth. But also men, when they come on the mentality niveau, are like this. So I want to now make a shocking statement to this. You will be amazed, and if you understand what I'm trying to explain to you, your Krishna conscious life will be extremely easy and blissful. It is one of the greatest mistakes of modern intellectualism to think that every one of us is extremely special. If you go deep into the nature of a human being, you will find that the most basic things are everywhere the same. Just like when you have if you look at people on an external level, there is great difference between Navadvipa and Sasha. They look in a different way. You have black hair like a Serbian, and you have black yellow hair like a Swede. You have blue eyes like a completely Nordic person. You have black eyes like bumblebees. So the body size of the body is different than the way you are sitting is different. There are many external differences, but if we go a little bit deeper and look at the organs, well, in Navadvipa's example, there is a big difference between Navadvipa's stomach and your stomach. But let us look at the lungs. They become more similar. There's not so much of a striking difference any longer. If we cut you open, and look at the lungs and the interior, it looks very much the same, actually. Now, if you go even deeper onto the molecular level, then there is absolutely no difference. Maybe a little, but if you look at the atomic level, there is absolutely no difference any longer. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah? The deeper you go in your investigation, the more differences go away. So, let us now go into the with our analytical knife. Huh? We go and on the external level, there is very much difference. Oh, so much difference. This person may have that plan, the other person may have this plan. I don't want to do this with devotees, this analytical cutting, because I will make offenses, and in this way I will not get any prasadam. So let us talk on a Kami. He may have completely different world views, political opinions at first glance. Then let us go deeper. And you will come to the area of the motivations. And there already you will see there is not much of a difference. In the area of the motivation, everyone wants to avoid pain and wants to enjoy as much as possible. If we go and according to the body, this enjoyment looks different. One might think ice cream is the highest bliss, another might think a roasted pig is the highest bliss. in eating. But the motivation in itself is similar. So if you go very deep down, you will see that there are two tendencies in the soul, which are exactly the same everywhere you go. It's similar to what I talked of, the motivation. It's everyone wants to enjoy and therefore control. I cannot enjoy if I cannot control it. For instance, if I have a plate of food before me and this food is not under my control, I cannot enjoy it. Someone might come and take the plate away and I can't enjoy it. So in order to enjoy things of this world, you need to control it. Is this clear? If it is not under your control, how can you take it and make it your own possession, your possession of enjoyment? So therefore, at the root of all thinking in this material world, there are two tendencies, to enjoy and to control. And the way this enjoyment tendency and this controlling tendency is expressed, that's different according to the mind, which has different impressions, but the essence is the same. So in Krishna consciousness, we don't need so much psychology and psychological talks and so on and so forth. We just need to go to the root of the problem, which is that the conditioned soul wants to enjoy separately from Krishna and therefore wants to control. That's the root cause of all problems in material life. And also, when we as sometimes as elder devotees come with a different problematic questions, and usually what I do is I'm just listening, and I'm trying to clarify how the problems is a result of these two tendencies, the tendency to enjoy and the tendency to control. And once I have managed to see this and explained it, the problem is solved. This is the thing. You understand? Not acoustically, not. When there are devotees, Richard, please speak your translation. When devotees have problems, you just have to find out in what way it is a manifestation of the desires to enjoy and to control. Because that's where every one of us is the same. We can be very self-analytical. We are not very special people. No one of us. Sorry to say, but this is a fact. I know you won't like it, but it is a fact. We are not very special people. We are all the same in the degree, in the sense that we left Krishna and we accumulated a smoky mind, which is black from the wrongly burning flame of material desires. So, therefore, in Krishna consciousness, if a devotee can come to the stage of pure surrender to Krishna, then he is no longer, then there is no longer any material difference. That's why we say, pure Krishna consciousness, the vanas are inconsequential. We don't talk of a Brahmana, Vaishnava, when he is in pure Krishna consciousness. Only as long as he is on the external platform of material life, then the vanas, Shudras, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, are of importance. If he is a Shuddha Bhakta, Shuddha means pure devotee, he has removed the two qualities and
therefore is no longer under so-called special influences of the material nature. So this was a long explanation. I hope it was not too difficult to follow. I think every one of us can follow it to some extent, of how you should not judge a Vaishnava in a material way. Sometimes a Vaishnava may act in a way which we cannot understand, and he may even be uncooperative, but we should not react in a very harsh way. We should politely try to introduce him. Probably this was not the correct way of acting, and so on and so forth. If we can learn just this one little thing, if we can just learn to cooperate and respect each other in a loving way, then this movement will become Vaikuntha. But as long as we do not cooperate nicely amongst the Vaishnavas and do not respect our God brothers and God sisters nicely, our life will be blackened because our mind is not properly situated. So I wanted to come to the end now of our little philosophical discussion. This movement for Krishna consciousness is a wonderful movement which does exactly what is mentioned here in this verse. It creates expert dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, learned speakers who can present the science of Krishna consciousness in newer ways which can fascinate one and all. I have personally seen with my own eyes that in Yugoslavia people are very interested in Krishna consciousness, much more than in any part of the world except for Bengal maybe. You might think this is a gross exaggeration, but I have seen on this tour the advertisement was very poor, no tickets, everything was spaced out so that we can definitely distribute a first prize here. But still, people were coming in good numbers, isn't it? Yesterday I saw our program. The only quality of our program yesterday was that we were enthusiastic, isn't it? Our musical presentation, for instance, I sang completely wrong. I don't know what happened yesterday to my voice and my musical talents. The others were all right, but also they have done in previous times much better. Music was not so good. The slides. See, I have a better show, but I left it in Niemeczka, unfortunately. This was a great mistake. I thought this show was better than mine because Gaura Lila did it. But the slideshow is also there are actually no good, not one good photography is in there. Only the photography of the paintings of of the devotees are right, but otherwise it's awful. Then the lecture, in the midst of the lecture, I just decided to talk something completely different. I just pinned off into the blue because I was so enthusiastic seeing the Zagrebians. But still people liked it very much, isn't it, Navadvipa? I was amazed how much they liked it. I was almost feeling shy. They were coming. One lady, very aristocratic lady, said, "I'm an atheist, but I liked it very much. Thank you very much." I was really amazed. Other people, then this one nice photographer came. It's amazing. It's just so amazing. This whole I had difficulties to fall asleep. I was just thinking, why are they so enthusiastic about this program? It was, you know, in the middle of the program, I felt, oh no, let me get out of here. This everyone will throw rotten eggs on me and on the others. But still, they liked it so much. It shows that they are transcendentally inspired. That's what it shows. So, this is such a nice time in your life. You all should now make the resolution to become 100% Vaishnavas, Shuddha Bhaktas, no longer with a blackened, smoking mind, and engage in this wonderful mission. This mission is foretold in the ancient scriptures. Great seers are foretelling about the wonderful success of this wonderful mission. So let us all just become 100% dedicated. Another thing I must tell you. This was also another wonder. Yesterday we were on the radio program. Euro Zagreb, I think it's called. Isn't it?
Velika Gorica,
Radio Velika Gorica. No, but there was some Euro Zagreb, no? No? Then Velika Gorica. So, and Deva Deva, because he is such a gentleman, he didn't tell me actually exactly when the time was there. He just said it would be nice if we can leave now. So I was just engaged with the ice cream, and I thought, well, it can't be so urgent. This ice cream is also very attractive. Let me just finish it, and then I come. So I continued with the ice cream without knowing that we were so much in a hurry. Then finally the super soul told me, now come on, don't enjoy the senses now, it's enough. And I went to the car, and then no one was there at the car. Then again, we had to get the devotees together. Finally we left, much too late of course, at the radio program. It was a live program. It was scheduled from 5:45 to 6:00, because at 6:00 the news start, which is very important. So we came 6:05. We arrived there. And they were somehow very enthusiastic that we were there, and they brought us into the radio thing, and we had a nice interview. David Shakti explained the program, and we were I had the program, and I told some interesting stories. And it went 5:05 to 6:10 after 6:00. It went the best times where they usually had the news. They just dropped the news. Not so interesting. We want to hear from the Vaishnavas. This you will find nowhere in the world. This is special. So it is a wonderful opportunity for us to become Krishna consciousness, conscious, and spread this movement. It's such an adventure here. Like I can guarantee you, if I would not have such a bad relationship to the Yugoslavian languages, I've learned that there are many now, then I would immediately take an intensive course in Yugoslavian and learn all the language in 3 months minimum, and would come and preach only here, not even go to India, because it is so such a wonderful place to preach. But if your mind is smoky, then you will miss this wonderful opportunity, and instead create the International Society for Serbia and Croatia and Macedonia and Bosnia and so on and so forth, and not for Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. These were some direct words. Again, if I have touched some sensible points, you please forgive me, but it is the duty of the wandering monk preacher to go and talk some
things which are important for spiritual advancement. So, Hare Krishna, do you have any pitanyas? Sasha?
Yes, sir. No, actually, that the material.
You must become a devotee. Yes,
on the material level of the business, on the external level, we are looking so special.
Yes,
different.
Yes.
And
at least we think,
yes.
Different stuff.
What's the, how it exists on the spiritual level?
Spiritual level? Mm-hmm. The spiritual personality exists in the material world in a dormant way. Dormant means like sleeping. If you have a person who sleeps, all the tendencies and energies are there, but in the sleeping way. For instance, when our, what is your name? Dhanvantari. And your name?
Igor.
Igor. When Bhakta Igor and Dhanvantari, if we see them sleeping, it's almost the same, isn't it? You don't talk and Igor doesn't talk. You maybe snore because you're older than Igor, but that may be the only difference between the two of you as far as activities are concerned. So in the same way. But when they wake up, our Dhanvantari is a karate expert, and ego may be a good cook, as an example, maybe. So, in the same similar way, when the soul is in a dormant state, that means in a sleeping state, the spiritual personality, although it is there, it is not manifested. Therefore, we can say that in material existence, the soul is as good as lost, because it does not display its natural activities. What we think to be our personality is not our actual personality. It is the false ego. And as I said, and looking at the false egos of this world in a very superficial way, there may be a big difference between Mahatma Gandhi and Adolf Hitler. Wait. As a false ego. But if it goes down to the root, to the essence, you will find their conditioned souls which are tied to the circle of birth and death by the desire to enjoy and to control. So, in Krishna consciousness, we slowly develop our spiritual mind and our spiritual identity. We do not say our spiritual ego, because the word ego is so much occupied with
egoism.
Yes, but so let us use the word identity. We cultivate it more and more and more and more and more. Now the spiritual mind's function is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is what the spiritual mind does. In the material mind, the material means to never think of Krishna and to always forget him. This is what the rascal mind is always doing. So you can measure the advancement of a Vaishnava by seeing how he remembers Krishna. Then, by this remembrance, his spiritual identity will become more and more clear.
What is the situation when
you
possess
a
transcendental body?
When you possess a transcendental body?
On spiritual level, what is the difference?
The soul and the body are the same in the spiritual world. Did you mean the...
Yeah, but you think about the specialness and the spiritual world.
Oh yeah. you have a very... Every one of us is a great special person. Individual person. Even you might think... Well, say someone is a tree, the transcendental body is a tree, and there is another tree. But also these trees are complete individuals who have an individual relationship with Krishna. I was When Krishna comes past the tree is so much in ecstasy to see Krishna that flowers come from the body of the tree. Everywhere flowers come, and different flowers. The trees can give, in the spiritual world, can give this kind of flower. I don't know if this is not very noteworthy, I think, in the spiritual world, because they don't smell very much there. This smells not so, they are, this whatever the name is, who don't smell at all, these are quite alright, but also not very much. In the spiritual world, you can smell the flowers, it's just like a symphony of taste. And they can give different flowers. So in other words, they think, well, let me give this flower to Krishna. Oh, I would like to give this flower to Krishna today. They're very individual. And then Krishna's cowherd boyfriends and the gopis, very individual. Very individual. There are, in the gopis, there are two sides of the gopis. One is the gopis who are very submissive to Krishna. They are the gopis around Chandravali. But then there are the others, the left wingers. This is the gopis around Radharani. They sometimes quarrel with Krishna. You black crow, don't come to our mistress Radharani and disturb her. Yeah. You go to garbage places, but not to Radha. This is how they address Krishna. They're very sweet. See, like yesterday, we, in our slide presentation, we had a picture of Radha and Krishna, and we said, in this material world, people are very much interested in the relationship between men and women. This is so because in the spiritual world, there is the ideal, which is Radha Krishna. In a similar way, we all want to be individuals. In the material sense, this tendency is manifested in a very egocentric way.